Hello and welcome to The Folk Brothers, an hour of transatlantic folk roots and acoustic music here on KDRT-LP 95.7 FM in Davis, California, and online at kdrt.org. And I am, as always, your brother Peter.
And I'm Brother Bill, and it's nice to be reunited again with my brother Peter after 3 weeks apart. Each of us traveling to different parts of the world, having wonderful times and wonderful tales to tell. So it's good to be back together again here.
Indeed it is. And I'll tell a little bit about my travels as we go along this morning. Got a lot of new music to play, as well as, you know, the usual classic tracks, and the fraternal banter's back, I guess.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of hard to do when you're by yourself, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, you can banter to yourself, but then people kind of wonder about you.
Indeed. And it's nice to come back to not broiling temperatures. You know, it looks like we're finally on track to have a bit of a fall-like scenario here.
Well, you did miss a couple of beautiful fall days, but it's warming up again.
Okay, please stay tuned then for this morning's edition of The Folk Brothers.
On the Canongate, an old man wonders. He mumbles stories of a vanished golden age, when heroes walked along the Plainstone Canyons and drank the claret while the revolution raged. Up the Westport there's a young girl dancing. She's flaunting everything and turning men to stone. Down through Lauriston an old hack stumbles. She's roaring drunk and roaring home alone. And the fires of Edinburgh lighting up the sky when the night goes down. Tales of Edinburgh, gathering the years of a darkened town. Along the Forth I saw a swift tide running, with news of Derry in the far and promised land. We spent a fortune on a pirate's gamble, and stumbled homeward with an empty blood-stained hand. Down the Cowgate where a great fire thundered, through empty catacombs that never can be found. A trail of gunpowder that leads to Mary, casket letters and a troubled crown. And the fires of Edinburgh lighting up the sky when the night goes down. The tales of Edinburgh gathering the years of a darkened town. I heard a distant drum beat, footsteps scurrying across an empty square. The mob was shouting for a quick rough justice. The rope was stolen but the price was fair. Down below where daylight never ventures, a small hand tugs your sleeve as you pass by. A million souls who lived and died unnoticed are now remembered in a young girl's cry. And the fires of Edinburgh lighting up the sky when the night goes down. The tales of Edinburgh gathering the years of a darkened town. And even I remember gas lamps hissing, one-man band who stumbled down a cobbled street, the echo of an old retreating army, the drums of war with one resounding beat. The fog that choked the town, the smell of sulfur, the lonely whistle of a roaring black night train, the ghosts who pressed against the windows howling, waiting the shadows to be seen again. And the fires of Edinburgh lighting up the sky when the night goes down. The tales of Edinburgh of a darkened town. Along the Canongate an old man wanders. He He mumbled stories of a vanished golden age when heroes walked along the plainstone canyons and drank the claret while the revolutions raged.
Thy throne, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all the bloodshed at thy throne were shed into a river, let it pass the mouth of Bonington, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. Let it pass the mouth of Bonington forever and forever. Of all the tears that thou hast cried, Edinburgh, of all the tears that thou hast cried were shed into the sea, where would you find an Ararat, Edinburgh, Edinburgh? Where would you find an Ararat from that fell flood to flee? Song in thy kirk, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all the psalms sung in thy kirks were gathered in Ohio, they'd show the tops of Roslyn's Burg, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. They'd show the tops of Roslyn's Burg till time out of mind. Of thee, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. If all the broken hearts of thee were heaped in a howl, there would be neither land nor sea, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. There would be neither land nor sea but yon reed brae and thou. There would be neither land nor sea, Edinburgh, Edinburgh. There would be neither land nor sea but yon reed.
And that's Chris Drever with a song written by Ed Miller, who I think he's Scottish, but he lives in Texas.
I believe he lives in Austin. I know he lives in Texas, and I'm pretty sure it's in Austin. And his niece, was it Karen Miller, used to do a podcast. She still does on BBC.
Out of Edinburgh. And the song was called Capernaum, which is some kind of biblical reference, but maybe some place where Jesus walked on the water, perhaps. But it's a song, as you could probably tell from the lyrics, about the Reformation and when John Knox ruled Scotland and Edinburgh in particular with an iron fist. And before that, the top of the set, Russ Barenberg with The Pleasant Beggar from his album When at Last. And then I played two songs about Scotland's capital, where I was spent a few days on my past trip. The first one was by the late Nick Keir. Nick Keir, great singer-songwriter, born and bred in Edinburgh. From his 2000, he basically had a career in theater as well as in music. He was a singer-songwriter, as a member for a long time of the McCalmans, and then had a bunch of solo albums. And I played Fires of Edinburgh, a song about the history of the old town, really. And Nick here passed away in 2000, a couple of years ago. And he's sorely missed. Comes from his album from 2004 called All Over This Town. And my brother I was living in Edinburgh, my brother Bill came over and we went to, Nick here had like a one-man show at the Fringe Festival, and it was quite wonderful.
It was a wonderful show, I remember, and I had not heard his music prior to that, and really enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, he sorely missed. And finished set off once again with Chris Drever, who his new album is called If Wishes Were Horses and won various awards, maybe it's the folk album of the year. Certainly he was the folk singer of the year, and he was living in Edinburgh when I was living there as well. Now he lives up in Shetland, but he's originally from Orkney. He's from just out of Kirkwall, Orkney. And we listened to, once again, the song was called Capernaum from If Wishes Were Horses.
Yes, indeed. And I remember seeing quite a number of his recordings up in the village of Stromness when I stayed there a few years ago. Sort of being touted as a native son, almost.
Yeah, he probably is the native son in terms of music now, and deservedly so.
The Pence Gallery's mission is to serve the community through high-caliber art exhibits and educational programs for visitors of all ages. Exhibitions throughout the year are partnered with art lectures, art smart programs, and tours. The Pence is located near the corner of 2nd and D Street in downtown Davis. For visitor, volunteer, and membership information, you can call them at area code 530-758-3370 or visit pencegallery.org.
And I mentioned Orkney, and that's another place that I spent some time this last week. And we mentioned that Chris Drever is a famous Orcadian musician, and I picked up an album by a duo there. This is not their first album. It's the most recent album. The duo is called Salt Fish 40, and they are composed of Douglas Montgomery, who's the fiddler, and I think he plays in the chair as well. He's well-known in Orkney. And Brian Cromarty, who plays guitar and does vocals as he does on this song. We're going to start the next set off with Saltfish 40 with a song called Odin from their new album called Bear.
From Kirkwall, word had come. too late to save the fallen stone. Too late to be undone.
train to the border town. I was on that train, I was freedom bound. I was on that train when the trestle fell, and no arms to hold me as I said my farewell.
Do you see that dove?
And that's new music from Mipso, from their new album, or most recent album, Coming Down the Mountain, and a song called My Burden With Me. And I'll tell you more about Mipso in just a minute. At the top of that set, one more song of Scottish content from Saltfish 40, a duo from the Orkney Isles. I think they're from Orkney itself. And a song called Odin from their new album called Bear, and it's spelled B-E-R-E, and that's the name of a... ancient form of barley that's still grown in Orkney. And an Odin, as well, my brother will talk more about, you know, his visit to Scandinavian world. Odin is, of course, a Norse god, but it was also the name of a standing stone that existed amongst the stones of Stennis, which is also on Orkney, very close to the... Now, you, my brother here will remember having visited all these sites... The Ring of Brogdar,
yes,
and the Ness of Brogdar, which is an active archaeological site. They're all within spitting distance, as well as Maesha, which is this burial chamber. Anyway, they're all close by. And if you visit, there's some stones missing from the Stennis circle, and that's because in the early 1800s, actually in 1814, a guy named Captain William Mackay, who's mentioned in the song by Saltfish 40. He was a farmer. He came up there and he owned or was renting the land that the stones of Stennis were there. And they'd been known for centuries. Obviously, they're about 5,000 years old. They're Neolithic. And the locals would particularly love this one stone called Odin because it had a hole in it and they thought it was special, you know, had special powers. People would get engaged or married there, and this farmer was really annoyed because people were running over his land to the stone, and so he pushed it down, and basically that caused the locals to go crazy, and they banished him from Orkney.
And where is the stone now?
I don't know. It was sort of resurrected, but I don't think it's there anymore. I could be wrong, but It's from the song Odin, which is about the standing stone that no longer exists, from Saltfish 40, their new album called Bear. And follow that with something that's definitely not Scottish, from California, and that's the second album from Sweetwater String Band. The new album is called At Night, and we listened to a song called Wild River. And we saw them, I saw them a couple of times. Yeah, out of Berryessa Brewing about a year ago, and also...
They played the Whole Earth Festival shortly thereafter.
Yeah, very good. Cello-driven sound, really nice acoustic band. Speaking of nice acoustic bands, we followed that up with Mipso, as I said, My Burden With Me from Coming Down the Mountain, and Mipso are going to be here, Alive Dirt, with us next Tuesday, October 3rd at noon.
Looking forward to that. I don't know much about Mipso. You know more about them than I do, and from what I've heard of their music, I like them very much, and looking forward to the opportunity to chat with them and hear their music in person.
Absolutely. They're a young quartet string band from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and they're going to be on tour. They're doing a tour with the Brothers Comatose and one other band. They're going to be appearing that night, October 3rd at Harlow's, but they're going to come and do some live music here with the brothers, with the Folk Brothers, next Tuesday. So next Tuesday at noon.
Looking forward to that very
much.
I am as well. Are you curious about community radio? Interested in getting involved at KDRT? You're in luck because you're invited to our next orientation, where we can answer your questions about broadcast and behind-the-scenes volunteer opportunities and internships. To find the date and RSVP for our next orientation, visit davismedia.org and click on the Get Involved tab. Hope to see you soon.
So I was in Scotland, and before that, my big brother, he went to Iceland.
Iceland and Greenland, and had a really wonderful time. And you mentioned Odin. One of the Icelandic bands that I did not bring in with me is a folk metal band called Skálmold, and they have written this folk opera, almost a heavy metal opera, in which they talk about Odin and Hilmar killing Odin's sons, or attempting to kill Odin's sons, but really a lot of good fun. And while I was in Iceland, the day I left, I was in Keflavik and discovered the Icelandic Museum of Rock and Roll, which I went. It's a small museum, but a lot of fun. I recognized three or four of the band names. But
well, Björk.
Sigur Rós.
That's about as far as I go.
And the Sugar Cubes.
Oh, well, yeah, but they're not extant anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Well, no, they're not around anymore. But the Sugar Cubes and a couple of other bands. But I looked to see, and I didn't find any reference to Skálmold in the... But what I did find is some Icelandic music, and I'm going to start off with something from a group calling themselves the Savannah Trio. This was all recorded in, this is a reissue of their first album, which was recorded in 1963. And it's got a very Kingston Trio kind of 60s folk group sound to it, but I kind of like it. And the song, and you'll have to forgive my Icelandic pronunciation, Sprengisandi, on the Sprengisandur Mountain is on the Sprengisandur Mountain Pass is the name of the song. A lone traveler in the wilds of Iceland at night listens to the howling of the wind and reflects on old tales of outlaws and fairies. Unwilling to cross their paths, he spurs his horse on.
Þaut í holti tóa þurran vill hún blóði væta góm eða líka einhver var að tóa undarlega digrum karlaróm útilegu menn í ódáðar raun eru kannski að smala fjö á laun útilegu menn í ódáðar raun eru kannski að smala fjö á laun
Yeah,
And that is some Icelandic traditional music from medieval times, sung by a fellow named, and again, you'll have to forgive my Icelandic pronunciation, Sverrir Gudjonsson, from an album called Epitaph, and that was the reprise of the title track of that. And it's a collection of music, traditional music of medieval Iceland with voice and some other instruments on it, and I've been listening to that quite a lot, enjoying it very much. And started that set off with, as I said, the Savannah Trio, an Icelandic group who's got a very Kingston Trio 60s folk group sound, but there's something really enjoyable about it for me.
And you know, you think about it, they probably were really an authentic sweater group, because in Iceland, everybody wears sweaters, right?
That's true. In all the shops, you can get these wonderful sweaters made out of Icelandic wool. And then from a woman named Anna Polina, and she's joined by a group called Dropner, with a track entitled, the English translation is The Lay of the Sea Monster. And the story of that is, it's an interesting story. The king and the queen launched their ships, and when they came into the dark sea, the wind died down. And then up there came paws, and up to the elbows they were covered in hair. And they were saying, how much gold should I give to you? And the monster said, I care not for your red gold, your burnished coin, but that handsome boy sitting on your knee. To which his mother took out her golden comb and combed the boy's hair. And when they had handed over the young lad, the ship started racing beneath them both. And no one knows anguish before it is felt. And again, Anna Polina and Draupner. And then finished that set off with Sverrir Gudjonsson with Epitaph, the title, or the reprise of the title track from that album.
And where else but KDRT are you going to hear a set of Icelandic traditional folk music?
Probably not very many other places, but as I say, both the Anna Polina and the Epitaph album are albums that I've been, they've been in the CD player, and I've been listening to them quite a lot since I've gotten home. I really like that music.
And I want to tell you a little bit about a new show here on KDRT, hosted by DJ Rebecca Hirsch. It's a show called This Is Your Brain on Music, featuring songs people love and songs that may become new favorites. And those might include some of these Icelandic traditional tunes that you've been playing, brother.
That would be wonderful.
And This Is Your Brain on Music airs Thursdays, 4 to 5 p.m., only on KDRT 95.7 FM. In Davis and online at kdrt.org.
All right. Last week, I arrived home on Tuesday night, got home at about 12:15, and Wednesday night actually made it out to the poems to hear Anna and Elizabeth.
That's amazing. You know, yeah, it's like a, what is it, 7-hour time difference to Iceland.
Yes, 7-hour time difference. And a long flight, and got home late at night, but made it out there.
And you just flown in from Reykjavik, from Keflavik. Your arms must
have
been...
My arms were really tired. Yes, they were.
I just flew in from Heathrow last night, and my arms were really, really tired. That was, you know, like a 10-hour flight.
Yeah, you worked a lot harder than I did. But anyway, Anna and Elizabeth were out at the Palms on Wednesday night, and I went out there to see the show and enjoyed it quite a lot. And I don't know if this is their – they've got two albums that I know of. I don't know if this is their first or the second album. I'm believing it's their first, given that it's just titled Anna and Elizabeth. But they did one thing that I had not seen before and I thought was really interesting. They had these long I don't know that they're really quilts, but heavy pieces of cloth in which they had embroidered the stories of some of the songs that they sang. And as they were singing the songs, one of them was rolling this banner through. They had this frame built up for it with a crank and a wheel, and they would roll this through, and it told the story of some of the songs. And as I say, I'd never seen that before, and I found it really kind of fascinating, and some of the embroidery, and I guess what do you call it when you, it's not embroidery, but you sew pieces of cloth on something. There's a word for that, but I...
It's like a quilt?
It's like a quilt, but applique, I think, is the word for it. Applique is the word for it, and they had done a lot of that, and it was really fascinating.
And were they selling them in the
mercantile? They weren't. No, they weren't. I imagine there might have been a couple of people who would have been interested in having some of those.
You would have, brother.
But anyway, so we're going to start off this next set with Anna and Elizabeth with the Greenwood Society.
There was a woman lived in the dark, all alone and lonely, oh. She fell in love with her father's clerk down by the Greenwood Society, oh. She dressed herself in scarlet red, all alone and lonely, better been dead down by the Greenwood Side, oh. She leaned her breast against a thorn, if you were mine, all alone and lonely, oh, I'd dress you up in silk so fine, down by the Greenwood Side, oh. Oh, mother, when we were yours, all alone and lonely, oh, you neither dressed as silk nor fine, down by the Greenwood Side, you'll spend in hell, down by the Greenwood Side, thank you.
It was only through a fault and by an error that I heard the cry I ever will remember. As the fire cast its fatal burning ember on another faded city of our land. Fire, fire, I heard the cry on every breeze that passes by. All the world was one sad cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruins had laid bare Baltimore, the beautiful city. Amid an awful struggle and commotion, the wind blew a gale from the ocean. Great firemen struggled with devotion, but their efforts all proved in vain. Oh, fire, fire, I heard the cry on every breeze that passes by. Sad cry of pity. Strong men in anguish prayed, calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruins had laid bare Baltimore, the beautiful city. Oh, the fire in ruins has laid bare Baltimore, the beautiful city.
And that is the father and son duo of Hank and Shadri Ulrich. And they are joined on that by, I got to look up his name, wonderful cello player, Doug Harmon. And they're going to be here in Davis on Saturday night, October 7th, in a house concert. So you can go to their website and get information. And looking forward to hearing that. That is from their first album together, Carry Me Home, and that was a great old song, The Great Baltimore Fire, and really like it. And then prior to that, we heard from Anna and Elizabeth with an old song called The Greenwood Society, which is a song I've known for years and years and years and have enjoyed. And as I said, they were out at the Palms last week, and it was a really nice evening. That about does it for us.
It's been great having you back so we could, like,
banter.
Yeah, and cheppy each other.
Yeah. And we'll be back next week. It's great being back together. And I'm going to leave you with something from Tom Russell's latest album. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
I know this guy named Harlan Clancy. He threw his TV in the back of his truck and he drove it on down to the Ohio River. And he threw his TV in the river. He said he was sick of the bad news shows and all their drug commercials. And all them side effects, he said, is gonna hurt them old people. You know, I like old Harlan Clancy. Yes, I do.
I'm Harlan Clancy. I descend from the Irish. I got a penchant for a drink, but it never got in my way. Got a wife and five children. Three of the kids still talk to me. One died in a Middle East war. One teenager daughter up and run away. She's out there in America tonight. Another teenage runaway. I ain't no racist. I ain't no redneck. Work with Rahelio Gonzalez in the back of a national chain hardware store. I didn't ask to see his papers. We keep our nose to the grindstone. Every night at 5:15 we go have a beer in the bar next door. Me and Rogelio and a black man named Jimmy Lee Moore. Last week my car broke down on a rural route.